and tied, down at the jail that night. Still Paul and Silas would not be dismayed. They said, it's time to lift our voice, sing praises to the Lord. Let's prove that we will trust Him, come what may. God wants to hear you sing. When the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all you see, God wants to hear your voice. When the wisest man has spoken and says your circumstance is as hopeless as can be, that's when God wants to hear you sing. Pleasant times outweigh the bad by far. But when suffering comes along and we still sing His songs, that is when we bless the Father's heart. God wants to hear you sing. When the waves are crashing round you, when the fiery darts surround you, when despair is all you see.
down and put a sun stand for them. You know what happened? It did. The sun stood still. Stones came down from heaven. It killed all their enemies. David killed his wife. We see these blessings all the time when we read our Bible, but we never see them happen in our lives. Because those blessings are radical, and they call for something radical. Radical faith produces radical blessings. Let me say that again. Radical faith produces radical blessings. And today we see in this text how God moves in people's lives.
backup plan that we have.
But our faith that we have in him, that he can complete any situation. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek. If we want to see God do anything in our lives, if we ever want to see our unsaved relatives get saved, it's not going to happen by just trying harder every single time we see them. It's going to happen when we decide to have faith in God. God moves in this church when we have faith in him. Because we have faith in him, God doubled the services we could have on Sunday morning. It wasn't because we tried this new solving method or anything like that, although we did have to confess. But it wasn't due to any of our human works. God just supernaturally, just illogically in our mind. It doesn't make sense. But God did it because of our faith. And if we ever want to see God do anything in our lives, if we ever want to see our unsaved relatives saved, it's going to happen by one way. It's going to happen by putting our trust and faith that God can do it. Do you actually, when you pray for your unsaved relatives, do you actually visually see that God is able to do it? Or do you just pray just to check it off your prayer list? When we pray for people, when we ask God to increase this church, when we go out soul winning and knock on doors and we pray right before and say, God, please touch the hearts of these people, do we actually believe that God can do it? Do we actually think that God is mightier than that situation we're facing? That's faith. You need to restore that faith that we have in God. You need to just go back and just decide, you know what, faith saves me, faith is going to be powerful. So, here's the thing. When you decide to have radical faith, here's the part. You're actually making another decision. Point number two, decide to receive radical blessings. When you decide to have radical faith, you're going to decide to receive radical blessings. So remember this, radical faith produces radical blessings. Letter A, you see God's provision, first of all. This is absolutely astounding. Look at verses 20 and 21 in Leviticus chapter number 25. And if ye shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our acres. That's a very good question, right? So if you're not going to get anything out of the land, if you're not going to expect God to do anything in that land, so how are we going to feed our families? God, you expect us to starve? Absolutely not. God always provides. Then I will. It's not saying he might. It's not saying he might if he's on a good day. He says he will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. So just imagine, you put out seed for 1 year, and then God supernaturally blesses you just because you had faith. You didn't just put extra water in it. You didn't put more fertilizer. You did absolutely everything the normal way. And then you, just because you decided to put faith in God, you got 3 times the amount of food that you have. And then God provides you for those years where you couldn't get it. God always provides. When we think of the situation that requires faith, we think that, oh, okay, God's going to put me in a situation where I have faith. I'm going to For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, just have faith in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. If faith, simply just believing in the finished work of Jesus on the cross, can give you eternal life, how much more can faith bless you when you're already a son of God? How much more can faith just help you out in your life when you're going through a tough time and just trusting God that he can move you through this situation? Just think about all the things that Jesus did. Think about everything. You're going to find one common theme in Jesus' miracles. You're going to find one common theme that he said to basically everybody when he did a miracle. Matthew 9, verse 29 says this, "Then he touched their eyes, blind men, saying, according to your faith, be it done unto you." It's not because they did these amazing religious works. In fact, most of the people that Jesus touched were sinners, were people that were outcasts. But the thing that moved Jesus to do something in their lives, in a personal, one-on-one way, was faith. Let me tell you this, the key to God's storehouse of blessing is faith. So we see, first of all, that God has a provision, but secondly, we see God's providence in verse 22. So then, okay, here's a question. Why did he give them 3 years? Was it just because he decided to, a three was a good number? No. God provided for them in his timing, in his own way. Look at verse 22. "And ye shall sow the eighth year, and shall eat yet of the old fruit until the ninth year. Until her fruits come in, ye shall eat of the old store." So the sixth year, they got 3 years of food. All right, so let's do the math. The seventh year, they couldn't do anything, so they ate 1 year of food, right? So then the eighth year came, and they had to put out seeds, but they still couldn't get any food because they just put out seeds. So they ate another year of fruit. And then finally, just when, in the ninth year, the fruit just started coming up, and they had their normal way of life again, that's when their old store of fruit finally ran out. Again, God's just going to bless you in his own timing, in his own way, just as long as we have faith in him. God will always provide for you. He's never going to leave you empty-handed. He's never going to abandon you. He's never going to forsake you. Just as long as we put our faith in him, God can move us through any situation. God can just do amazing things in our lives. God can show us his glory in a way that we've never seen him before if we have faith in him. And so we've seen this formula that radical faith produces radical blessings. But I wish I could have ended this sermon there. This easily could have been a two-point message. But after doing a couple little bits of research, after reading a couple little bits of commentary on history and everything, I can say that Israel made a mistake. And point number three, we see we have to decide to not make a radical mistake. What was that mistake, you ask, in the bulletin? You can look down or you can open your Bibles to 2 Chronicles 36, 21. It says, "To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had abjoined her Sabbaths, for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. So 70 years, that's 70 years. A lot of, some of you will know that this is talking about the 70-year captivity that the Israelites had. They sinned, they didn't follow God's law, and so God had to physically take them away out of the land of Israel, put them into slavery for 70 years just to show them, I am God. And so this verse clearly indicates that they made this radical mistake. Israel never, not a single time in recorded history to that point, ever observed the Sabbath year. That means two things for us today. That literally means just two things for us today. First of all, we see you don't get the blessing. You don't get the blessing, letter A. So because Israel never decided to have faith in God in this radical manner, never just decided to give up everything and just say, okay, God, I know you can provide for me. They never put their faith in God in that extreme way, in that radical way. They never saw the radical blessing. And we expect radical blessing. We're sitting on a chair, like on a high chair, expecting God to spoon feed us those blessings. We expect God to do just great, marvelous things in our lives.
We expect to see our unsaved relatives saved. We expect to see every Sunday service just absolutely filled. But we don't see radical blessings because we don't have radical faith. We just have normal things happen in our lives. God never just does anything amazing in our lives. And Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be enough room to receive it." God says, look, prove me, Israel. Look, if you give your tithe, if you put your 10% out, and you just have faith in me that I will provide for you, I'm going to bless you in a way that you can't even imagine. We know that our God gives us blessings that we can't even imagine, but we're still waiting to see them. Maybe it's time we just decided to have an all-out, seemingly illogical faith in him, a radical faith in God. God can provide, God can bless, but only we will make the decision if we will have faith in him. So just plain and simple, faith can bring blessing. But here's my question. If we don't decide to have faith in him, what's going to happen? Will God zap us with lightning like the Olympian god Zeus? No, God is more loving than that. Will God stop loving us if we don't have faith in him? No, his love is unconditional. So let me ask you this question. What will happen if we don't have faith in him? Here's the answer. Nothing. Nothing. If we don't have faith in God, that he can move, that he can work, that he can do an amazing thing in our life, nothing amazing will happen. We won't get the blessing. We won't see God save our unsaved relatives. We won't see God fill this church. We won't see people opening their hearts when we go out door knocking, because we don't have faith. But here's the good news. When we do have faith, God will move mightily. God is bigger than all of the situations we face, and God can work. So we saw, first of all, that we don't get the blessing when we don't have faith in God, but secondly, most importantly, here we go, God gets robbed of glory. I just want you to picture this in your mind. When I read this verse in Leviticus, I just pictured this in my mind. This is the first thing that came to my mind. Just imagine, just being an Edomite, a Moabite, just one of those nations surrounding Israel, and just seeing God miraculously, supernaturally, radically blessing his nation. Just seeing that, and you would have to give up Baal, you'd have to give up Dagon, you'd have to worship Jehovah, because you saw clear evidence that there is a God, and his name is Jehovah God. You saw clear evidence, there was undeniable evidence that God worked in those people's lives. Why? Because they put their faith in him. All these false gods, all these false ideas, no, they didn't do anything. But God, he works in his people's lives. Sadly, that never happened. Sadly, God never blessed Israel in the way that he could have blessed them if they had faith in him this way. But what about you? How much can God bless your workplace? God bless the place where you go to college? If you just had faith in him, if you just put your faith in him, and God would bless you in radical, just amazing ways that nobody could deny. No atheist, no agnostic, no new ager, no nothing could deny that there is a God, and his name is Jehovah God, and he has a son named Jesus who died for us. If we put our faith in him, God can do radical things in our life that nobody can deny. God would get the glory in your workplace. God would get the glory in your college. God would get the glory wherever you went, because there's an undeniable evidence that God worked in your life. But where are you? God can work in amazing, supernatural ways. If we just put our faith in him, God can show you amazing blessings. God can show you amazing things if we just have our faith in him. In that way, when next time when you talk to that atheist coworker, the next time you talk to that agnostic college guy,